next application is case number 111940, application of Thomas C. Staz, located south of Route 306A, also known as Friendship Road, south of Congress Drive, and being lot 112 within Holly Pines, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID 2-34, map 23, parcel 388, and requesting a special use exception for a garage studio apartment. Gentlemen, I received no letters for or against this application.
Evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Thomas C. Staz, 4 Cedar Court, Newark, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I have a building, have a mobile home on this lot, and behind the mobile home there sits a building that's a small efficiency apartment. It was there when I acquired the property, and my intent is to rent it out. This is an investment property for me, I was informed by the county that I need to get a conditional use to in order to rent this building out. It has a small cooking area, its own sink, its own bathroom, private entrance, a deck. It's a vinyl-sided building. I have pictures from the inside and outside to show the condition. It has its own bathroom. There was no environmental impact on the lots. The water in the community is a public water system, and the septic system that is on the lot is approved for a three-bedroom structure. My mobile home structure in the front is two bedrooms, so this is just a single-bedroom unit. Would comply with the would comply with the septic requirements. I have some pictures of the building if y'all would like to see with the inside.
Do you have something that shows the property or where your trailer
I have a plot plan. The septic permit shows the dimensions.
There you are. There's something
we can
look
at. Hand it down there if you would, sir.
Shows the dimensions of the property. It's 75 feet across the front. It's a little wider, 84 at the back. And the sides are almost equal. It's 145 down one side and 135 down the other side. This building is not actually, it's not shown on this septic permit, but it sits where the drawing is for the current mobile home. Sits approximately 10 feet right behind the existing mobile home that's on the septic permit.
Can you see the pictures, please?
Sure.
Thank
Everything there that you're looking at was there when I acquired the property. I didn't add the bathroom or the bed or the cooking area or anything. It was all there existing when I had purchased the property. And I upgraded several things in there, spent a considerable amount of money, which had I known I needed approval, I would have certainly got approval first, because if you deny me, I've wasted a lot of money in upgrading the building. But the prior owners, they used it as a living space. It was, when I bought the property, it was well used, and I put a new water heater, new cooktop, sink, upgraded many things in there. But I wasn't, when I acquired it, I wasn't aware that I needed a special use.
How large is that?
The room itself inside is approximately 15 by 15.
Oh, okay.
The utilities are separate, has its own water line. It has a separate electric. It's not, it's its own separate meter, which I pay the utility for the, when I intend to rent it. It's a rental in this area. It's in the Millsboro area. It's on the eastern part of the county. Affordable renting places on the eastern part is sometimes hard to find. And it's a desirable little place, and instead of having to rent out a room in somebody's house, this is a separate little quarters with its own entrance, own parking area, and everything for a single person to use.
So you have at least one parking area, right?
Correct.
Okay.
What's in the neighborhood? What do the neighboring and adjacent properties have on?
It's mostly a mobile home community. We own the property in there. I will say over the years, there is some people have pulled out mobile homes and put in modular homes, but 95% of it is a mobile home structure, single wides and double wides.
And how large is your lot?
My lot is across the front is 75. It widens at the rear to 84, and then the left side is 145, and the right side is 135. Both sides on each of me are vacant. It's just woods to the rear of me is woods, and actually the lot to the left of me is not buildable because there's a drainage ditch that runs through there, so they would never, you wouldn't be able to put a structure on that lot to the left.
Questions then from members of the board, Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Rickards?
No.
Mr. Workman? And Mr. Conway, I have no questions. Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, since the use has been there for quite some time, and the applicant has stated that he does not see where there would be substantial effect adversely to the uses of adjacent neighboring properties, and since we heard no testimony that would suggest so or otherwise, I make a motion that we approve case number 11,194.
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,194. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,194 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.